Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
And I'll be your hostess this evening. I'm going to talk to you about natural language issues in computing, specifically about the so far failure of the attempts at creating a naturally conversing chatbot. I'm going to talk about and critique a couple of chatbots I've posted the link to, and I'm going to discuss the topic a bit further afterwards. The first link is to Eliza. Eliza is named after Eliza Doolittle from Pygmalion. I don't know if you got the reference. It was supposedly designed to be the first talk about everything chatbot, but if you try twindling with it, at first sight you might be fooled for about like 10 seconds into thinking it might actually have an algorithm behind it. But if you keep talking to her for more than that, you realize that she's repeating the same couple of sentences while plugging in like whatever you said earlier. So some of her answers are like, please go on, and why do you say that, blah blah blah, or how long have you been, blah blah blah, whatever you say, I am X, she says, how long have you been X? I don't think in terms of technicality it deserves much attention, except that it's supposed to be the first attempt at a polyvalent chatbot, which is what makes it a bit interesting. The grammar produced by Eliza is not it's not incredibly awful, simply because she's producing hardwired sentences, so like the programmer just plugged in the sentences like in the program, and there's a space where she like inserts the nouns or the noun phrases that you said, and you can actually see it if you say a sentence without a noun phrase, she leaves it empty. Sometimes it does mistakes, and the reason for that is that it seems to take syntax at a linear value. Like, for instance, if it may assume anything after the verb is the noun phrase and treat it as such. So when it plugs in its own produced sentence, it sounds very awful. Like she'd plug in something awkward in the middle of the sentence. The currently most popular chatbot is Alice. Alice won the Loebner Prize in 2004 for being the best chatbot out there. Alice is pretty disappointing as well. I mean, she's okay for the first 5 minutes, but she's pretty disappointing as well. There's quite a bit of complexity to it, but it often feels like she's speaking about the topic you're talking about, but not actually answering you. So it's like talking to a really, really stupid person. Alice's grammar is actually poorer than Eliza's, but obviously that's because Alice is more complex. It seems like it coins the sentences as it goes along, so the sentences aren't hardwired, which makes the grammar a bit harder to handle. Some of Alice's utterances seem to be pre-wired, like preset, because she keeps repeating them oftener than other sentences, but there aren't that many of those. Some of the main language issues faced by Alice are the subject-verb agreement and noun-phrase detection. So for instance, if you say a sentence that has more than one subject, the algorithm fails to keep track of both subjects and ends up giving an irregular sentence, like awkward subject-verb agreements. The way to see the flaw in noun-phrase detection is by asking Alice what you had been talking about. She says something along the lines of, the topic of the discussion is, and then inserts a chunk of a previous sentence you had written to it. So like, it could insert it like in the middle, like, okay, very often the chunk is not really a noun phrase. It's like half a verb phrase or some other non-constituent. A constituent is a part of a sentence that can be separated from the rest and remain meaningful. So it often plugs in non-constituents. I'm slightly more impressed with voice recognition models, like for instance, like some bank and phone companies. Like say for instance, you're calling AT&T's electronic voice activity recharge service. It answers you, it has intonation, which is interesting, but it's obviously like just recorded. It's very easy. Though it's still baby steps, it only recognizes preset words and like keywords, never full sentences, but it's still like, it's on the right way. It seems good. Okay, I actually think with the current method of dealing with natural language understanding, it's possible only to have machines realize a shallow understanding of any meaning because of a main issue, which is that we still haven't figured out how the human syntax module works. So we know how the syntax is like, but we don't know how the brain computes it. And, well, people are still even debating whether or not it's even in the broadcast area that it's done. So current language competent artificial intelligence is actually as linguistically competent as a broadcast aphasic person who lost his grammar faculty due to a brain injury in the broadcast area. A broadcast aphasic person can't understand the difference between, say, an easy example would be subject-object-verb or object-subject-verb or object-verb-subject. So for instance, the lion which chased the cat or the cat which chased the lion, a broadcast aphasic would probably understand both as that the lion is the one chasing the cat because the lion is stronger. So they take all the meaning from the semantics, and because they can't process the syntax properly. And funnily enough, you can't really teach someone who has broadcast aphasia how to grammatically understand things or how to grammatically produce things, which is pretty funny because knowing that we understand syntax, like we have a pretty good understanding of syntax, we can't really teach it to a person or to a machine yet. And it needs to be like, well, my hope is in neural networks and like corpus linguistics, like taking a corpus of like training a neural network to understand language. That's pretty much my hope. I will be talking about that later on in another show, hopefully, pretty soon. Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening. Have a good one.